When you think about it, the best things in the world are the seashore, frost on pumpkins, sunrise, sunsets, puppies, and Dirt Doctor Radio. So now here he is, the Encyclopedia of Dirt, Plants, and Insects, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Some of you might be interested in a little bit of trivia about the Garrett family. Judy and I celebrated yesterday, Friday, our 50th wedding anniversary. We went to a very nice restaurant that some of my golf buddies recommended, and it was a delightful night. It's a golden anniversary, and one of the things Judy's into is turtles. So the thing that I found that I was really glad to find, a little turtle, gold turtle, that had three different colors. Her wedding ring has always been kind of interesting. I had one, too, and I lost it years ago somehow or another. I used to take it off playing golf, which was a mistake. But hers, she still has hers, and the rings were hers is a mixture of white gold, of a little white gold, a little yellow gold, and rose gold, this old gold. And I was able to find a little turtle pendant on a gold chain that has all three golds for the golden anniversary. So a little trivia for you about our family. We'll be seeing Bo and Logan for Christmas. I hope that with all the restrictions, you're getting to see your family and be around folks a little bit. Be careful. Obviously, do the smart things, but I hope everybody doesn't have to stay home all the time. That's rough. Back to Gloria, as promised, and then I'll catch up on some of my stuff. Gloria in Arkansas. Where in Arkansas are you, Gloria?
Comical Rock.
All right. What's up?
In the meantime, or before I start, thanks for taking my call. And also, that trivia was kind of neat. So congratulations on your anniversary.
Well, thank you, Gloria. Appreciate it.
Anyway, I bought some Turk's cap seeds, probably late summer. And it took forever for them to finally sprout. Well, they sprouted, and now they're probably, maybe 2 inches high, and it's getting cold out there. Can I put them in the ground, or should I try and overwinter them?
What do you have them in, little containers or in a flat, or what are they in?
I put them in a peat pot.
Okay. You got individual plants growing in different little peat pots?
Correct.
That's a little bit of a tough call because y'all are going to get a little colder than we get here. Turk's cap is a tough perennial, but when it's a little bitty seedling, a little bitty plant, they're kind of tender, you know?
Yeah.
So I tell you what I think I would do. I'd put, how many do you have?
Four.
All right. Well, let's put, this is an experiment. Let's put one of them in the ground outside. But put a nice thick layer of mulch around them, not to completely cover the little plant, but to, you know, almost to the top of the little seedling. And then the others, let's keep in a container and maybe step them up to a little bit larger container and keep them in as much of a greenhouse situation as you can, either, you know, by a real bright window or in a greenhouse or, you know, just someplace where they get really, really bright light. Even in that situation, they're going to defoliate if they have any foliage and be bare through the winter. And then when they start to grow in the spring, when they start to sprout again, then we will put them outside or we'll put them in a little bigger container and move them to a brighter place and start gradually acclimating them to the outside conditions.
Right now I have them in an unheated room in the house.
I don't think that's a problem because they can take, you know, I've got them all over the place at our house in the front yard and backyard and everywhere, and they're getting temperatures that are really, really cold. In fact, last winter we had one night where the temperature dropped by 50 degrees in a 24-hour period, and it didn't hurt the Turk's cap at all. Of course, the Turk's cap I'm talking about at my place are plants that have been there a while and they're tough. The little bitty seedling you have is a different story. But it can take an inside cold temperature without any problem at all.
Oh, so I can be safe in keeping them in this unheated room maybe, what, April, March or April?
Yeah, I think as soon as it gets warm enough, for us to start putting out the spring plantings and everything, and it's just not going to be super, super freezing cold and a huge drop in one day. I think they can go outside without any trouble.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep them in the house then.
Okay.
Because I don't want to lose them. It took forever for them to germinate.
Yeah, they're kind of slow germinating. Just get them out once the temperature starts to warm and you see buds swelling and things starting to grow in the garden, other kinds of plants, go ahead and plant them outside at that point and just keep some floating row cover handy. This is a perfect place to use floating row cover if after they are put out we have, for whatever reason, a really, really harsh, dramatic drop in temperature. And even if we do, the floating row cover will give you enough protection where the little plants won't be in any risk at all.
Okay, all right. I think that's what I'll do, keep them in the house.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Turk's cap I was going to talk about on pruning perennials. People have been asking me about elephant ears and lantana and Turk's cap and various kinds of things. The Turk's cap at our place, some of it, in fact, quite a bit of it, gets cut all the way to the ground. As soon as we get a little discoloration in the foliage and the foliage starts to drop off, in other words, they're starting to go into a dormant stage, we'll cut a lot of those all the way to the ground. Same thing with lantana. On the other hand, Turk's cap doesn't have to be cut back at all. If you don't mind looking at the bare stems of Turk's cap, whether it's a pink one or a white one or a red one, the most common are red. If you don't mind looking at those bare stems, it's not going to hurt at all to leave those stems, and you'll get a larger plant the next growing season. Probably more people cut them all the way to the ground than don't, because they don't particularly like the bare stems showing. Same thing with lantana. Lantana is basically in two categories. There are these native ones, native across the South, that get really big. They get 3, 4, 5 feet tall, and they bloom all summer long. A lot of them have pastel colors, kind of soft colors. The more brightly colored lantanas, the white, bright white and the yellow and even the low-growing purple ones, are more tender. They're treated, for the most part, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the rest is zone 8 and cooler, especially, as perennials. But a lot of people just leave them outside all the time. I was looking at some of mine yesterday, and they're still blooming like crazy here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you don't have to jump the gun and prune them back just because it's gotten cold outside. If they're still showing green foliage, lantana or whatever perennial you're dealing with, you can leave them there until they really get nipped by a cold, really harsh frost. And then when they're disfigured, you know, they don't look good, you can cut them back at that point. Also, some of the perennials, even though they're going to look bad, just like the Turk's cap, you can leave those bare branches if you want to. I've got some lantana I cut all the way to the ground. I've got other lantana I leave the stems up maybe 18, 24 inches in height. Elephant ears, a little bit different. Bananas, a little bit different. Those kind of perennials, for those of you growing those, is to wait until the frost, the freezing weather, turns the foliage and the stems to mush. They just will turn yellow, and you can tell it's a goner. And at that point, you take a machete or some kind of a tool, big knife, a hori-hori knife, the Japanese planting knife, something like that, and just cut the stems just above ground grade. And then you throw some shredded native tree trimmings mulch, which we use for basically for everything, unless it's tiny little seedlings and it's a little too coarse a texture for them. We'll use a more finished compost or a partially finished compost for the real small plants. And then everything with any size, we use the shredded native tree trimmings. Some of the companies out there that sell sand and gravel and compost and mulches and all will sell a tree trimmings mulch, native tree trimmings mulch, that has been reground. And that's a beautiful mulch, too. Usually those mulches have been around a little bit longer, too, and have developed a little darker color. And you'll get a, kind of a texture halfway between compost and the native shredded tree trimmings right out of the arborist truck. If it's great if your local company sell that, and it's a wonderful mulch also. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard back with you. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. One of the things we're continuing to do during this COVID-19 mess is to make the course, the online course, available at a 2-for-1 deal, basically. What it is buy one at the regular price and then get one free to give to a friend. All you have to do is identify who the second one is to go to, and we'll handle the rest from there. It is a 15-chapter online landscaping and gardening course. We did it because none of the universities, including where I went to school, teach the natural organic approach, so we set it up online. You take one of the 15 courses at a time, obviously, and then at the end of each chapter, you take a test, and you have to pass the test 100% before going on to take the rest of the course. And it's pretty easy because it's an open book test. We give you the cheat sheet, which is 26 pages, and we cover all the main points, the most important points. Those are the things that are covered on the test. So passing it at 100% hasn't appeared to be a big problem because we've had a lot of folks graduate and receive the accreditation, the certification from TORC. And what that does is, if you're in the business in any way, if you're a homeowner, it just helps your expertise and your ability to garden and just have more fabulous gardens in general, from trees all the way down through flowers and turf. If you're in the business, in the landscape business or maintenance business or nursery business in any way, growing operation, a farmer, rancher, whatever, no matter how you're related to growing of plants and managing land and so forth, if you pass the course, get certified by the Texas Organic Research Center, which is our nonprofit, you get to use that information in your marketing material and the TORC seal as well. Quite a few people have taken advantage of that. There's another way to get a discount on the course as well, a couple of ways. One is, if you're a nonprofit, there's a little bit of a discount available that route. And if you are in the business and are signing up for multiple employees, there's discounts there. Sometimes it works out a little better to buy one, get one free thing. Sometimes, depending on the number of employees, it's a better way to go that way. So check it out. It's easy to see how it works. You can see The books, which are the best books on gardening and landscaping that you can find, because they're the only ones in this part of the world that don't recommend you using toxic chemicals and high nitrogen salt fertilizers and ruining the soil and giving you bad information about all of the stuff that we talk about. So the books can help you a lot, as well as the course. And then the final thing is the art. The art is abstract art for the most part. One of the things that we do, and we do it for friends, but we'll also do it for people who buy art from, the Dirt Doctor, the Texas Organic Research Center. It all goes through TORIC, all of these sales. If you buy art at a certain level, getting sketches done of your pet, or pets, is a possibility. And if you have questions about that, that can be explained when you sign up. If you want to come see the stuff in person, you can see it all online. Just click on the red button at the top of the page of DirtDoctor.com that says buy class, books, and art, or whatever the order is. You go in there and you can see the catalog of all the art there. If you want to see it in person, then we have no problem with that at all. You can call the same number that we use here on the show and set up an appointment to come by and see the stuff in person. It's basically all at one location. Some of it is, besides being in the art studio, is in the design studio, which is in the same building. And some of it is at our home. But it's all photographed and all in the catalog there on DirtDoctor.com if you want to see it, along with the specs of what I painted it on, what kind of paint was used, what kind of material. Some of my art has coffee grounds and lava sand and diatomaceous earth and all kinds of stuff in addition to paint on there, and that's all explained in the specs that's in the catalog. So check it out. To be on the show today, just call this number, and this is the number you can use anytime. As I mentioned, it's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Lines are wide open right now if you want to call and you have a question at 866-444-3478. Let's see, what did I not get caught up on for you? The management of leaves continues at the Dirt Doctor ranch, the Dirt Doctor house. We go through quite a long period of time of managing leaves, because not only do I have live oaks and red oaks and bur oaks and American elms and ginkgo leaves and things like that, the ginkgo leaves come down. They're just turning yellow now and starting to come down a little bit. The Parodia, the Persian ironwood, comes down after that. And I've got a red oak called a Cambie oak that I'll tell you a little bit more about. In fact, I was going to tell you about oaks quite a bit today. Those don't come down until in the spring, about the time when the live oak leaves start coming down. So that whole management program we'll talk about, and related things also. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The TORIC online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. One of the things that we talked about last week, and we got a call from the intern that actually gave us some chili piquins, roasted chili piquins, the term roasted chili piquins came up, and she sent me a note after the show last week. I almost forgot about it for you. The way she does it, and apparently works beautifully, is to put the chili piquins, if you're not familiar with that pepper, it's a little pepper that's a little bit bigger than a BB, really hot peppers. But she puts them on a cookie sheet and puts them in the oven at the lowest setting you can use for an hour, and that changes the chilies, the little peppers, from being bright red to that rich reddish brown color looking roasted, and that's what goes in the tea. My tea is not one of my favorites that I made this morning because I neglected to put in the main ingredient, and that was one I've just gotten used to, I guess, and that is ginger. Fresh ginger is missing in action from my tea this morning. Let's get back to the phones. Let me see whose turn it is. Christopher, Hagerstown, Maryland, next up. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, doctor. I have a question for you. I inadvertently broke a pretty good-sized limb off of a Chinese maple, or a Japanese maple, rather, and it didn't break cleanly. It stripped about 18 inches off of the trunk, and I'm concerned about, insect disease. Yeah. Wondering what I could do to clean up that wound.
How big a tree is it, Christopher?
I'd say it's a 25, 30-footer.
Oh, it's a big Japanese maple. Okay. What we want to do is if it's ripped, we need to cut back to a point so we remove all the jagged part of it. And if you scratch your head and look at it and you think it might be the best thing to do, a lot of times the best thing to do is to take that limb all the way off, go back to the trunk or to the big limb that it's connected to, and make a clean cut, leaving the branch collar just like you would on any big shade tree or anything. And it might be the best thing to do. If you want to try to keep the limb from the torn, broken part back, just cut as much of the jagged stuff off as you can. Splash a little hydrogen peroxide on it straight from the grocery store. And then the ultimate thing is to make the tree trunk goop. The formula is on the website, but it's basically mixing together azomite and compost, or the three-ingredient version of it is compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. You just slather that on that wounded place. And what it does is it feeds the plant through the wound area and through the bark, and it'll help the callusing form to grow out and cover that wounded part of the limb.
Right, right. Yeah, because it's already weeping, you know, it's already weeping some sap, I guess, out of there. Kind of surprising since it's winter.
Well, treat it like that or cut it all the way off. And let the tree grow back. What variety or what cultivar of Japanese maple is it? Do you know?
I do not know.
Okay. All right.
It's my mother's property. Yeah. Another quick question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We've got some, like, 40-year-old azaleas.
Okay.
And wondering, I cut some of them back last year, and they didn't bloom as well this past spring. And I'm wondering if I cut them at the wrong time, or if it's just not a good idea to prune azaleas, or
well, you can prune azaleas as long as you cut them right after they bloom. Now, if they're the repeating bloomers, the encore ones, you'd still do it right after the first flush of blooms, and then that gives them time to, you know, set their buds to bloom later in that year or the next year. When you cut an azalea in the fall or in the winter, which a lot of people mistakenly think that you should do.
That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah, you actually eliminate its ability to bloom. So
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah, so cut them right after they bloom, and then since they've been there a long time, the beds, especially if you haven't been using 100% organic program, you probably want to add some earthworm castings, some good quality compost, some rock minerals like lava sand and azomite and granite sand to it. In other words, the same things that we recommend to build beds originally, just add a little bit more to the azaleas. Don't pile it up on the stem. You want the azalea flares to show just like a tree's flare needs to show,
right?
Any woody plant. And you'll see it refresh the azaleas, then prune at the right time. Use organic fertilizers and Garrett juice, and your azaleas will last you indefinitely.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Do they transplant well?
Oh, fairly well. If you have the new beds prepared well, azaleas like better bed preparation than any plant just about. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area where we have the heavy clay soils, we built a totally artificial bed that's just made up of 100% organic matter, compost and cedar flakes and various kinds of the shredded native tree trimmings in a finer texture, all blended together so that the azalea roots are going into a real highly organic mixture rather than in the clay alkaline soils. Your soils will probably be a lot better than ours, and so you can get away with just adding all those amendments to your existing soil and plant and creating a raised bed by doing that and planting the azaleas high.
Right. Copy that.
Okay.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate the help this morning.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
And here's Mike in Wiley, Texas. Hello, Mike.
How you doing this morning, Howard?
I am doing well. Enjoying the pretty decent weather. A little coolness here, I guess, for us.
Right. Well, I have a question about transplanting a sweet gum tree. We have some property over by Sulphur Springs, and there's several, you know, a lot of sweet gums down there. And yeah. I have an acre here in Wiley, and I wanted to try to transplant a couple of sweet gums. Is that possible?
What's your soil like there in Wiley, Mike?
It's the black stuff.
Well, I'll tell you a little story. I was in the landscape design business as my primary. I still do a little bit, but that was the main thing I did for years and years. And for a long time, I'm from Pittsburgh, Texas, you know, the sandy acid soils over there, same as Sulphur Springs has. And I designed sweet gums in all over the place. And they did real well for a few years. And then all of a sudden up jumped the devil, and they started gradually going downhill. And some of the commercial projects that I designed, you know, there's a few of the sweet gums left, but they just don't like the heavy black clay soils at all. So you can do it, and you can keep them alive if you use the organic program and if you keep amending the soil with compost and compost teas and the Garrett juice and the earthworm castings and the soil amendments that we recommend. But it's a battle. It's a battle that you will probably lose at some point. Even the really big ones that are around in Dallas, I've watched them through the years, and even those that are still alive have gone downhill and are looking stressed and are not looking all that good. So for sweet gums to really do well, they need to be in deep, sandy, acid soil.
Okay. Well, it probably saves me a lot of headache down the road, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a battle, and I love them. I think they're great, and I don't mind. I made a mistake designing them into golf course tree plantings in a few cases, and the people playing golf at some point didn't appreciate me doing that because of the spiky fruit, you know, that falls from the sweet gums. But the fall color of sweet gum is hard to beat, and I like them myself a lot. But they like that different kind of soil than you have there in Wiley. You can get the same kind of wonderful fall color if you plant things like big tooth maple and the chalk maple, the caddo maple, those will all do well. The maple called trident maple, which is an introduction from Asia, same place that crepe myrtles and Japanese maples come from. The Japanese maples can stand the clay soils beautifully, and the crepe myrtles obviously can. And the crepe myrtles have surprisingly good fall color, too, so that'd be another way for you to at least consider going. And then the ginkgos and the Persian ironwood have just, you know, really spectacular yellow fall color. Some of the Persian ironwood have red fall color, but the ones that are the most common that you'll run into to buy have yellow fall color.
All righty. Well, I appreciate the information. Have a great day.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. One of the things that I'm doing, the last couple of columns in the Dallas Morning News, if you keep up with me, either reading the paper or the column after it appears in the paper, it gets put in dirtdoctor.com. And the last two columns were about trees, fabulous trees, and all the places where you can connect to information on these trees that I talk about. The easiest way to do that is just to click on the button there on the homepage that says Fabulous Trees Slideshow. It's the most extensive way to see the trees that I've been involved with and the trees that I know about around the world, up to and including the 3,000-year-old Montezuma Cypress. It's in Oaxaca, Mexico. But it also covers the national champion pecan tree and the ginkgo that we have in the backyard that has outgrown every ginkgo that exists. I haven't added yet, but I'm going to. I just haven't gotten around to it yet, managing my time properly to put the Texas state champion on the website for you. And it's already there. If you go to the library and just do a search for Texas State Ginkgo Champion, it'll take you to the one over in New Boston, Texas. The first shots that we have there for you, I took in the summer. It's not the fall color. The owners just a week or two ago sent me some shots of the fall color that had already started, and we'll get that added to the mix as soon as we can, along with the national champion alligator juniper that I told you about the last week or so that's in Prescott, Arizona. It's the one that the elite firemen saved in the Prescott fires, and then very unfortunately, all of them but one died from the same fire after they saved this magnificent tree. And information about that you can see as well. So we talk a lot about trees because it's important. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back after this. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's an open line for you if you want to jump in at 866-444-3478. Let me tell you a little bit about a health issue that I've experienced and something you may want to consider. It's stem cell therapy. The company I work with is called Achieve Vitality, and that's how you can get information about setting up an appointment to see if it might be a good idea for you, like it was for my torn knee. Stem cell therapy totally fixed it in a very short period of time and has helped my general health as well. You can talk to them by calling 800-341-2650, 800-341-2650, or just visit their website, achievevitality.net. If you got knee problems, ankle problems, shoulder problems, back problems, taking more medicine than you would like, you know, about to go under the knife or something, this might be worth you talking about first with the people there. 800-341-2650. I recommend it very much. You give it a shot. We've got a little chance here to talk about a couple of other things. The management I started talking about of the leaves is kind of an interesting deal. I've created a situation at our garden more so than at the office. We've got a little mini arboretum at the office where we've got some of the more unusual trees that I recommend, like the Mexican white oak and the loquat leaf oak and the red Persian ironwood. I've got an acacia that is a cat's claw acacia, and I have no idea where I got it. It's years ago. I think it was from one of the native plant people, growers, retail or wholesale operations down in the Austin to Hill Country area down there. But it's a cat claw acacia, small, beautiful leaves and beautiful yellow flowers in the spring. But the unusual thing about this cat claw acacia is that it doesn't have thorns. I've never run into one again that doesn't have thorns. It may be a fairly common thing, but I don't really think so. We may have to propagate from it to keep it going. But it's also one of the places, the office is one of the places where I discovered the great value, relative value of the big tooth maple. I planted a big tooth maple and a caddo maple at the same time. And during the time period when I planted that, this was years ago when I was first learning about some of these native maples, some of the other people in the industry were recommending caddo really highly. In fact, there was a growing operation up in Oklahoma where there's probably more caddo maples than anywhere that were selling it and really promoting it. Well, I have ran on, I think about the same time, somebody recommended that I go see Lost Maples Park in South Central Texas. And I did, and I was blown away by a different maple called the Big Tooth Maple. And the Big Tooth Maple down there put on this gorgeous golden color, just amazing. So I started experimenting with it and planted one at the office. Mine puts on a gold to reddish color. The one in the back, which I planted near the swimming pool, has a little less fall color. In fact, I may even change it to some other tree and use the big tooth maple somewhere else, because also I ran into something that you need to be a little bit careful about when you plant some of these native plants, and big tooth is in this category. My big tooth maple at the office some years doesn't have any seed on it at all. It's the cleanest tree that you can imagine. Just beautiful foliage that doesn't get any cosmetic damage at all. One of the other maples that some other people in the industry recommend a whole lot is called Shantung maple, and there are some good aspects to it. Some of the people that sell Japanese maples sell it. It almost functions like a great big Japanese maple. It has real pretty fall color and has a Japanese maple-y looking leaf. But it has a little bit of a flaw compared to the big tooth maple, and that is that it gets some cosmetic damage to the foliage from air pollution. And this is something I learned from Dr. Carl Whitcomb years ago. He was playing around with this tree, and he was also playing around with some lawsuits he was involved in, where he was helping people who had large plant damage in the growing industry from certain kinds of herbicides. And the certain kind of herbicides he was working on in these lawsuits were the herbicides that will kill plants or damage plants at parts per billion, things like Manage and Oust and the herbicides, I'm for drawing a blank, I'll think about it over the break here, the generic name of them. But, you know, all the toxic herbicides I don't like, but these are especially bad because just extremely low levels of these kind of herbicides, the SU herbicides, sulfonylurea, low levels of these herbicides can do quite a bit of cosmetic damage to certain plants, and Shantung maple is very high on that list. Japanese maple's not. Big tooth maple's not. Caddo maple's not. But Shantung is. We'll talk about trees more, obviously, as I always do, and a lot of other things. Call me at 866-444-3478, and we will chat.